What's this? So no caption needed?
Where you coming from?
Truth.
What is this?
Better night to finish the job with Ghost. Make you proud of me. Take this back now.
What is this? What is this? What is it? Like, I never watched this shit before. What is this? Is it a movie? Is this a movie? Come on, somebody put me on game. Oh, that's his son from Power. Oh, this is okay. Why do you post this? Hold on.
I could tell from your clean, pretty suit you failed me again.
Well, I didn't want to disappoint you, Dad. It turns out the only person disappointed was me. Hmm? Is it true?
It's what true?
Have you been using me this whole time to get revenge on Ghost?
That slick motherfucker, man. He flipped you. You're right, Sean. You got me. Whatever he said, it's the truth.
Okay. Yo, here's the funny part about this. I've never watched Power, by the way, and I do think 50 is a pretty decent actor. 50, like, going into this, 50 just reverted to himself like this is a real conversation. This ain't acting no more. This shit ain't acting.
Now you know.
Now I know.
This nigga talking like he had a Breakfast Club interview.
Yeah, you're right, I know. I know you're a piece of shit. I know Ghost was right to put you in jail, because that's where you belong.
Wait, that's what he's saying to his pops?
Not my father. You never have been. Just a bitter old thug. Ain't nothing more for you but the streets.
Damn, that's how he's talking to his pops?
Where you going, kid?
I'm taking Tasha and the kids and I'm getting the fuck out of here.
And just like that, you in a blunt, nigga. And just like that, nigga. And just like that, nigga.
You come.
Damn. So he clapped his son, right? I remember that's a talk. Yeah, he clapped his son. Clearly, that's a response to his own son. Yo, 50 hate that nigga, man. 50 hate that nigga. Allegedly, 50 paid like damn near almost $2 million and also bought a crib for the moms. Like, so over the span of the child support, right? His son isn't getting child support. I'm talking about Marquise Jackson. Marquise Jackson, 50 Cent. His son ain't getting child support no more, right? But over the span of, you know, the maybe 21 years that he paid child support, he paid like almost $2 million and also bought a house. And recently, Marquise came out to say, yo, I was getting about $6,700 a month from 50 in terms of child support, and that just wasn't enough. You know what I mean? And everybody just really went in on Marquise, and clearly this is 50 Cent responding. And people always thought, I believe, that that scene in Power where he killed his son, I've even heard about it. It's the first time I've seen this. I've heard about it before. They always said that scene was for his real son, which was like a kind of creepy. Like, why would you even want to picture you killing your son? And I get to realize, man, that nigga hate his son. Yo, you know what's so crazy? Bro, these two look exactly alike, dog. They look exactly alike. Yo, he looks like 50. Bro, he looks like 50 when 50 was younger. So crazy. Like, I was just, you know, that's when I realized 50 was just a man about principle and also discipline. Yo, he couldn't even forgive his son for certain mistakes, maybe. I don't want to say his son made, but certain mistakes that happened in life. And he couldn't even chalk it up to say, that's a child he don't know no better. That's a kid he don't know no better. Damn, maybe, what is he going through? He don't know no better. 50 treated his son like an op. And that's crazy. You get what I mean? Like, that nigga really don't give a fuck about. Yo, I remember, you ever watched you ever read the 50 Cent son text messages? You ever seen these messages? These are old text messages from 50 to his son. This shit is wild. This is 50 right here. I don't even know what this is. He said, hey, I'm outside the house at the front door. I came to the front door, then the lights went off. What's up? He says, you lying. You outside, LOL? LOL, you front. I saw you look out the window. Good luck in life. You gonna need it. God. You know, nigga, this is in 2013. This is 10 years later. This nigga don't have, no, this nigga has zero, like, heart to be like, nah, I miss my son. Damn, I used to change his diaper. I used to cuddle. I used to be cuddling with my son. I used to, like, carry him around in my arms. He was on, was he on the cover of one of 50's album? Like, 50 don't give a fuck. I've never seen some shit like this. Look at this. Then Marquis said, yo, LOL, you frontin' hard body now. How you gonna see me when I'm in the basement? Fuck you! Oh, shit. You are your mother's child. Why would you lie about that, LOL? I need a blood test, because that dick-sucking you call a mom was fucking the whole time. God damn. Oh, my God. Yo, why is 50 like this? Yo, no, this is crazy. Nah, this is crazy. Yo, are you fucking stupid? You had me drive over there. Why do you think I needed an address and shithead? I saw the lights go out, then I saw someone playing in the blinds, and there was no party going on. Fuck you, too. You and your mom and your sister. Fuck all of y'all. God damn. His son says, I might be dumb. Come through then. No need to get upset. Like his son, yo, his son is like, no, dad, my bad. Like, yo, just stop by and say hello to your son. Wait, is that him typing this or is it the mom taking the phone? Damn, this is crazy, bro. Nah, 50 running his household like a military nigga. I don't think you're funny at all. I drove out here for nothing. Pops, you're tripping now. Why you won't been get one you had? He said, what? Pops, you tripping now. Why? Oh, I guess you're talking about a DNA test. Why you won't been get one? You had 16 years. Well, I guess he was 16 at the time. I know you lying because you didn't even call me to go outside. Then he said, are you fucking crazy? I don't got time to play, boy. Yeah, this... Nah, 50s. Yo, anybody ever had a hard father? Pause. Like a nigga who just don't tolerate bullshit, bro. Like, he might love you, but, like, he is through tough love. There's no coddling. There's no, oh, yeah, everything gonna be okay. Oh, I love you, son. It's just straight to it. I told you I will come see you. I came. Motherfuckers start turning off the lights and looking through blinds. Oh, my God. Yo. He says, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm not fucking with you after this. I leave Atlanta in the morning. He says, so come through then. Fuck you! Nah, bro. This is different. Nah, this is different right here. Nah, this is hella different right here, bro. Holy shit. These are real text messages, too. This is crazy. Was there more? You see, yeah, no, I think that was it. Oh, no, there was more. Hold on. By the way, all the blogs call it abusive text messages. Okay. Look, somebody says, fuck you, all I want is a gift, like your mother and your ungrateful sister. Delete my number. You never call what the fuck I'm supposed to call you to give you. He said, you never call. What the fuck? I'm supposed to call you to give you something? Sorry. Oh, I guess this would Marquise reach out to him like, oh, my birthday passed here, but what's up with a gift? So he's like, yo, fuck you, nigga. All you want is fucking gifts. You're like your mom and your ungrateful sister. And he said, delete my number. Then he says, you never call. What the fuck? Am I supposed to call you to give you something? Then Marquis says, well, if you feel that way, I don't care about no gift. It's this thought that means the most. Cap. You see, he grown now. It wasn't the thought. It's the 6700, brother. That means the most. Remember this money. ain't everything. 50 says, I don't have to make excuse for anything. I'm a grown-ass man, boy. You talking about money ain't everything. You're right. But when you don't have any, you're going to understand why I work so fucking hard. That shit hitting? Yo, that shit hitting like a hot knife going through butter right now, bro. That line? Go replay Marquis's head. You talk about money ain't everything. You're right. But when you don't got none, you going to understand why I work so hard. I'm done texting you. Delete my number. Then he says, thank you. And you know, damn, well, you ain't come out here to see. But if that's what you want to stick to, then I'm sorry. And I know why you work hard. Okay, God bless. I kind of feel bad for Marquis a little bit, bro. But I guess you can't really talk tough to your pops, right? Like, and y'all ever talk tough to you? Because, yo, 50's tell him, fuck you. Like, the only thing 50 didn't tell him is, like, suck a dick. Oh, this was like, I'm tired of calling you. Why don't you call me? And please, I can't wait to hear this excuse. Good luck with your life, man. I tried to come talk to you. You didn't have me come all the way out there if you didn't want to see me, you little shithole. He said, it's cool. I'll never go out my way again. You disrespectful motherfucker. He said, you never do. I don't know not father that doesn't even call their son for his birthday or get him a gift. He said, you are your mother's child. I don't have a son anymore. Oh, my God. Yo. God. Damn. He says, you're big enough to know better. So fuck you. Yo, I will be honest with you. Listen, God forbid 50 ever passes away. Marquis gonna show up to that funeral just to make sure he died, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Yo, this shit will fuck up a kid, bro. I'm telling you. This will fuck. Talking to a son, I'm telling you, if these are the memories he has of 50, now granted, I don't know the full story, but bro, I'm telling you, like, anybody who has a father, my father passed, you remember every interaction with that motherfucker, bro. Every interaction, you remember it, and you almost judge him for it. And you kind of also judge him on how you were treated, how you were perceived, how he was there for you, and damn. Again, there's probably much more messages, because this is what Marquis and his mom put to the court. So this was in court. Okay? So they put these messages out in court. He says, you're bigger enough to know better, so fuck you and stop texting me. That nigga's hot. Tell your mother she won. She has you and I'll make another. I will have nothing to do with you. Don't text me ever again. Yo, Marquis, the nigga was right. He got a new son. Yo. Yo, 50 is something else, bro. I'm going to go back to those in a second, but have you seen 50's Instagram, bro? Oh, let me see if there's anything else. Okay. And then we read. Okay. This is 50 and his new son, bro. Y'all got to see this. 50 loves this, his new son, more than air, nigga. And you could tell. I guarantee this kid, like, he's growing up. He's probably learned. He probably never even met his brother, which is Marquis. I don't know. That kid probably learned the one cardinal rule. Never turn on 5th. Not for your mama. Not for nobody, nigga. Yo, look at the caption this nigga 5th. Put this. Oh, shit. That's your mommy over there with Puff. LOL. Remember what I told you the other day? These bitches be crazy. Shaking my head. This is what he put up, right? This is what he put up after Diddy, 50 Cent baby mama. So Diddy supposedly is like you know, punching dick in her type shit. You hear me? So this is Diddy and 50 Cent's baby moms. Like, Diddy a wild boy, man. Diddy a wild boy. So this is 50 Cent baby moms. I'm gonna keep it real with you, Diddy. You wrong for this, bro. You know how 50 give it up too, bro. Out of all this, you fucking Young Miami and like 13 other bitches off Instagram. Like, come on, bro. Leave 5th baby moms alone. The Weed Sox ain't rocking with it? Nah, he's fire. The Weed Sox is fire, man. Diddy bringing these chicks to Star Island, bro. Diddy among one of the Miami niggas who take a yacht from us. They don't even drive to the club. They take a yacht from their house to the club. And sometimes don't even get off the yacht. They just pull up right by the dock of the club because, like, it's pretty much right there. And they party on the yacht. They get served drinks on the yacht. And then they just drive. They just sail off. Rich nigga shit, man. Of course, any shit gonna be gone. But damn. Yo, you 50 baby moms, man. Like, what you doing? he didn't say, nah, me and Puff fight over business. Shit, if he liked the girl, he liked the girl. I don't give a fuck. Okay. I wonder if that nigga Diddy take the NLE chop of Viagra pill, bro. Because that nigga got a lot of strength for fucking all these chicks, man. Diddy really out here punching dick in every chick, bro. The craziest thing, yo, this is another thing I be trying to tell you. And by the way, I'm not giving a relationship advice, but just trying to use the comparison. I want to see the next rapper who wipes up Young Miami. Because let me tell you this. Women usually give men the blueprint on how they could treat you. Trust me, if you allowed yourself to be another nigga's side chick, or you were one of the 10 that he, like, you're just on the roster. If you're on his roster of 10 chicks, I'm not wifing you. You could get on my roster of 10 chicks. You feel me? Nigga, you're not getting no upgraded fucking with me. You're on his roster. Why the fuck would I make you my main? You're one of 10. You gonna come over here, you gotta get down with a 1 of 10 too. Let's keep it 100. Women give you, like, like this. When you talk to women and they tell you about their past, they're giving you the blueprint on how you should treat them. Never treat them better. Like, I know this one chick. She's a side chick to a dude whose girlfriend is pregnant. This chick's so bird brain, she showed up to the baby shower. She's at the baby shower. She still think there's a hope of her and the nigga. They're not gonna ever be together. He just had another kid with his new girl. Or not with his new girl, but with his girl. Now, if you end up fucking with that chick, you would be a dummy to make her your main nigga. Nigga, she has been programmed to be a side chick. Don't fucking give her no upgrades. That's just what I'm saying, you know what I mean? What y'all say? Listen, man. I guarantee one of these rappers gonna wife up Young Miami, though. I mean, well, actually, she might be exempt because these days people get in relationships for a look. Yo, did y'all watch my off the record? Damn, I gotta go really soon. Fuck. Did y'all watch my off the record episode with with Erica Banks? I did an off-the-record episode with Erica Banks. It was hilarious. I still got to put out some clips for that, man. I'm behind in clips.